Monday, 11th of March, 2024. Maybe today. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I also would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you shall hear him. A more literal translation is, and Agrippa to Festus, I was desiring also to hear the man. Tomorrow, he says, you shall hear him. In the previous verse, Festus noted that Paul had appealed to Caesar. Therefore, he commanded that Paul be kept till he could be sent. Having said that, it next says, and Agrippa to Festus. Luke leaves a verb out, making it seem as if the conversation is occurring right in front of the reader. Agrippa responds to Festus with the words, I was desiring also to hear the man. The verb is imperfect indicative, thus it means that he had already wanted to hear Paul. His desire wasn't formed at the time of this meeting. The Berean Literal Bible gives a good sense of the exchange, inserting the word said in italics. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I have been wanting also to hear the man myself. Because Agrippa was a Jew, and because he knew more than what Festus would have known, and also because he had certainly heard about Jesus and the faith that had stemmed from him, his curiosity piqued. He was surely excited to be able to speak to one of the known apostles of the faith. As such, speaking to Paul would be a fantastic opportunity to spend at least a portion of his time finding out what the things he had heard about Jesus meant. In response, Festus obliges the king, granting him his desired audience. As it says, tomorrow, he says, you shall hear him. Life application. Even though Paul was not with Jesus during his earthly ministry, the words of the Lord to the apostles still apply to Paul. In Matthew 10, Jesus said, Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak. For it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. This is exactly what is occurring now. Paul has been delivered up to councils. He has been mistreated in the synagogues and by Israel's leaders. He has been brought before governors, and now he is to be presented before a king. He is certainly being used as a testimony before Gentiles. During these events, we can be sure that the Spirit of the Father was with him and speaking in him. Therefore, when we read Acts, we are reading things that were inspired by God. We can be certain that, because of Luke's careful attention to the details of his writings, we have just what God wants us to know. But remember to be careful to take Acts in its proper context. It is a descriptive account of what occurred. We are not being given any prescriptions to follow. Paul's letters, which stem from his knowledge and life experiences, are given for our doctrine. Taking the Bible in the proper context will keep us from many flawed doctrines. Therefore, as you read, keep asking, what is being conveyed? To whom are the words directed? What is the dispensation in which it is occurring? Or prophesied to occur, and so forth. In maintaining the proper context, you will be much sounder in your handling of Scripture. Handle the Bible carefully and responsibly. It is a treasure for us if we do so. It can be a great harm to our doctrine and to others if we fail to do so. Remember the context as you read. Lord God, we know that we are saved by grace through faith. But we have a walk that must occur after that day. If we don't properly pursue your word, our walk will not be in accord with your will for us. So help us in this, O God. Be with us as we study and consider your wonderful word. Amen.
Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear this man too." Festus said, "Tomorrow you will hear him." Acts 25, verse 22.
Wonderful. Thanks, Elsa. Tomorrow indeed.
Yes.
Things happen tomorrow. Tomorrow Elsa goes to Spain. Woohoo! Please, Lord, keep Elsa safe.
In Spain.
Jesus' name.